It's Matty Garwood for AusMade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night and going right around the world grabbing some inspiration for his brand new piece of EDM. It is Ray LaFanu. The latest one is called In My Head. It features Natalie Major. We're going to catch up with him and find out all about it right now. Ray, thanks for coming on, mate.
Hey, Matty. Thanks so much for having me.
Bit of a banger we've got going on with In My Head, mate. Tell us a little bit about
it. Yeah, it was a track inspired during when we were going through isolation, I guess the COVID crisis, and it was just one of those tracks that was working late at night. All of a sudden this beat just started going on literally in my head, and then that's how this song sort of came about. And I've been speaking to Natalie Major, we've been speaking over Instagram, and we really wanted to work together on the track, so I sent part of this idea to her and she really loved it, and all of a sudden we had this dark vibe that just evolved from it. So happy how it turned out.
And is EDM something that you've always been interested in producing, or how's your sound developed, Ray?
It's been a very interesting adventure, I guess, over the past few years. I've always had, I guess, inspiration from all different genres of music. However, I started producing EDM as a hobby a few years ago, and that's just really become my sort of weekend getaway in a way.
Yeah.
EDM, I guess, is a branch of where I want to keep it around. I guess I'd possibly look at taking it towards pop down the track, though.
Do you have someone that you kind of inspire to produce like when it comes to the pop industry?
In terms of producing, I've always been inspired by Kygo. I mean, his tracks always just bring a lot of emotion to people, and he was one of the reasons why I started wanting to produce music. In terms of songwriting, I mean, Ed Sheeran, he's got some fantastic songwriting skills, and I mean, they always tell a story.
Yeah, and Kygo's got one running around on high rotation at the moment with Tina Turner. Is there a track that you would take on? What would be your kind of collab?
If I could choose any song right now, I mean, there's so many in the world that are so amazing. There's one that's been on my mind recently in my Spotify playlist. It's Stranger by Peking Duck. I mean, that entire record, it's got those addictive synths during the verses, and that drop is honestly unbelievable. Yeah, that's something that I'm really vibing at the moment.
And Ben and Ruben are just larrikins too, aren't they? Good fun.
The Aussies are hard, which is great. Aussies by blood too, which is always a plus.
Yeah, very cool, mate. Well, we're loving the vibes of your brand new one with In My Head. What else did you have planned throughout 2020?
I've been working on so much new music. I've just been trying to keep up with that consistency, I guess. Everything's up in the air with COVID, and we're not sure what the plan is with gigs and that sort of thing. So I guess for the moment, just using this time to not only, I guess, create new music, but also spend time with loved ones. So I've been, like, spending a lot of time with family.
Awesome.
Just rebuilding good relationships.
Yeah, mate. Well, it's a good time to have some brand new music out. A lot of people listening, and a lot of people are going to be listening to your brand new one right now with In My Head. Ray LaFanu, thanks for spending a bit of time here on AusMade.
Thanks, Matty. Thanks so much for having me. Hey, guys, this is Ray LaFanu listening to my new single, In My Head, now on AusMade Radio.